This is the User Adoption Podcast with your host, Henrik De Geer.
Who are you and what do you do?
Actually, quite excited about this topic because I myself work in sales and marketing. I work for a company, a hardware startup company. So we produce a physical product, actually a high-tech product. And at the same time, I have my podcast. So I'm in a way connected very deeply with this topic. Sales and marketing means we need to find customers for our high-tech product. It is a high-priced product, so it's different in some aspects from a low-priced product, the way we sell it and market it. What I want to stress a little bit more is that hardware in this case means it's a physical product, hardware and software-based products, that the user adoption is just works differently. So in a hardware space, businesses are based more on revenue rather than on user, increasing the user base like in software. So I think that's also another aspect to consider. So in hardware, the prices are higher, the products are more costly. This means that they concentrate more on the revenue. And in software, they are even ready to sell and give out the product as cheap as possible, the selling price being as cheap as possible, as low as possible, so that they can increase the number of users so that they later can charge more. The freemium model is very well known. This is a new startup. We started selling last October. We still had at that time the prototype, but we had the first, in a way, pre-sale of our product. And it's a great experience to be there from the start. And we managed to sell a few products, and at the same time, of course, we have our own challenges. Challenges like, finding the first customers when you don't have a very good track record by definition yet. But still, in spite of this, we were happy that we could find the first customers. And then the sales should pick up, of course. And regarding my podcast, I'm interviewing hardware entrepreneurs, CEOs, C-level executives typically, about their way of starting the business, how they found success. And there, the user adoption in my case means finding new listeners, so increasing the listeners' base.
Balint, how are you involved with user adoption?
So regarding the first thing, the working at this hardware startup, so I'm doing sales and marketing. This entails, first, the marketing side. I think it's a good way to approach this because first, the marketing is the staff or the people who cast the net, like in a case of fishing, and sales is the one using it. So in a way, getting the customers. We have a small team, which is natural for startups to work in a small team. So I'm involved in both aspects. Marketing, in my case, means, or in our case, means that we need to make sure that we have a good website. The marketing message is there, the quality, the your user flow, so that they can look through the website very easily. But also, we have to pay attention to the SEO aspect, so the search engine optimization aspect. That means that the website content gets picked up by the search engines, typically by Google, so that we can rank high based on the keywords people use to search for such products that we sell. And regarding the sales aspect, I'm the one reaching out to the customers together with the founders and scheduling phone calls with them, visiting them on the site. So this is like the classical sales aspect. Regarding my podcast, because I'm interviewing hardware entrepreneurs, I also see in hardware space, physical product space, how it works. So I think that's also a very good way to learn and to use that at the hardware startup where I work. And the other topic, which is that increasing the user base that I have for my podcast, that means I publish on social media or I go to events, like conferences. I'm going next week to IoT Tech Expo, where I will meet like-minded individuals. And I will also have that in my podcast. So I'm trying to educate and inspire individuals with my podcast.
Balint, what are the biggest challenges and successes with user adoption?
As for the first topic, so that I work for this hardware startup, in the first 2 weeks, one of our success was selling the first product, as I mentioned at the beginning, in a way pre-selling it because we were still at the stage when we had a prototype, and we sold even more products. We have actually two products, and I was talking about first about the more expensive product, but we're also selling the cheaper product. And those are success stories. In case of my podcast, some success is that at the beginning when I started, I was in the top 10 on the Apple podcast on iTunes. I was quite happy about it because the reason for it, I guess, because again, it's hard to identify the causes if you want to do a root cause analysis. But one of the contributing factors was that I made sure that I have a strong start. So I reached out to my friends and family, and they gave the initial boost, which helped the other listeners and other interested people see that my podcast is out.
Balint, what advice would you like to share with people working on improving user adoption?
Some of the challenges that exist in user adoption could be improved on, certainly. Some challenges are that, and I see it in the hardware startup where I work, but also by interviewing and talking to hardware entrepreneurs, is that it's important to have a lean business, and meaning lean business processes. That means one really has to be honest with himself what the added value is that we create. So we should ask ourselves questions basically every day, or at least strategically, regularly. What is my added value? Each individual person and the company as a whole. So I believe strongly in the power of automation and outsourcing. So automation means that processes should be, if it's possible, processes should be automatized. So instead of clicking here and there, we should have automatized tools that allow one to, for example, send out a tweet to different platforms, document the tweet. But it's true also for business processes. When you want to get a new customer into the system, into the CRM, that should be as lean as possible. You should not send out an email and then copy-paste the message into your CRM tool. There's a clever way of doing it, which means you put it into the BCC, the email address that you use in your CRM system that is associated with that account. I think that's an example for automation. The other one is outsourcing, especially for a startup that is working with a small team. It's important to enlarge the team virtually whenever there's a demand for it. And I think one of the best ways of doing that is, instead of hiring people, one should think about using external talent to enlarge their skill set, but also to be able to cope with the daily challenges of the business. I would say these are the two big topics that I would focus on for improving user adoption.
And Balint, where can we learn more about user adoption and your work on the subject?
One of my favorite books, especially for selling high-priced products, is Neil Rackham's Spin Selling. He talks both about high-priced and low-priced products. His book is different than other ones because it's based on 12 years of knowledge, of analysis that he did on analyzing successful and not successful phone calls, sales calls, and he really created statistics based on these, on what works and what doesn't work. It's based on 35,000 phone calls that he analyzed. That helps me a lot to apply that knowledge when at the hardware startup where I work, but also during my podcast, because I work and I communicate with people, with executives who have a high-priced product or high-priced thing, which is their business and the products they sell, especially for hardware. Typically, some equipment can cost a lot more than $100. So definitely one book. Another one is the work by Sean D'Souza. He's one of my favorite marketers. And he talks, I did one of his courses, and he talks a lot about the three pillars that one can use for growing the business. One is a one-to-one, so consulting. Even a startup can do that at the beginning when you're not concentrating on scaling the business yet, but you want to have a good product market fit. Another one is training. When you talk to many people, this means for a startup, you go to conferences. We also do that at the hardware startup where I work. For example, the week after next week, I'm going to a conference in Ireland on spectroscopy. And this is really good because when this is happening, you're not acting as a salesperson, but it's more you're acting more as a teacher. And teachers are better perceived than a salesman. On the third pillar is that you have a product rather than just selling your time. And this is what a classical startup does. I think it's important to concentrate on all three, especially at the beginning, but even later to grow in an organic way. And the third is, as I mentioned, I work in these fields. I want to produce more and more content around this, including the user adoption. And in the future, hopefully I can say that I can also become a reference on more on this topic around this user adoption.
Well, thanks, Balint.
Thank you, Henrik. I appreciate it.
For more on this, visit useradoptionpodcast.com. Don't forget to please subscribe, rate, and review. And for a book about this, check out useradoptionbook.com. Tune in next week for the next episode. Thanks for listening.